Hello, James. How are you?
I'm sound, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you for asking. Absolutely fine. I suppose we should start at the most polite place, which is to find out about the new song, Falling Like the Stars.
This new record that I'm making is all from the point of view of other people. It's not from necessarily from my point of view, because the last album I did was quite autobiographical, a little bit self-indulgent, and of course with that came a lot of discussion about my own life and the things that I'd been through in my past and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and that was quite taxing for me. So I made a conscious effort in this album to make, you know, songs that are, you know, just taken from my imagination and inspired by other people and other people's stories. So,
yeah,
Falling Like the Stars, it's almost like a Say You Won't Let Go part two, if you're familiar with that.
The new album, more of a novel than an autobiography.
That's a great way to put it, yeah.
I've seen in other interviews, talking about trying too hard, maybe, not wanting to be pigeonholed. How would you like people to describe you and your music?
You know, I think first and foremost, I'd like to be known as an artist, and I feel as though I kind of am, in a way, known for just invoking emotion, just making you feel something, and you know, making music that you could you know, you could listen to if you're going through something, you know, if you're going through some kind of struggle, you know. I'd hope my music was you know, was comforting in some way, and like I try and make sure that my songs have relatable stories in them.
Let's play the song so everyone can hear what we're talking about and hear this new kind of part two of Say You Won't Let Go. So Falling Like the Stars, if you could introduce it for us.
Wicked, this is James Arthur and this is my new song, Falling Like the Stars, on KMFM.
It's KMFM Breakfast with Gary and Laura and James Arthur today. That's the new song, Falling Like the Stars. Doing music from Game of Thrones. What's the best TV show, though, of all time?
So Game of Thrones is coming to its end now.
Yeah.
I would say that was the best thing I've ever seen.
Really?
But I never finished Breaking Bad.
I got to episode one and a half.
Yeah, you weren't a fan?
No, I loved it. Except my wife said, oh, it's too gory, I can't watch it. And I've never picked it up again. Gutted. Yeah,
Line of Duty is pretty good as well. That's up there.
Again, I've got that to watch on the box. Still not got round to it. I will one day. Right. We mentioned on our social media that we might just be talking to you. If you had one question, we said to people to ask, what would it be? So we've got various takes on this. Lissy's been in touch, who wants to go for a coffee and just talk about nothing at all. That would be what she would want from you rather than the question. But if you're having a coffee, what are you having?
An oat milk latte.
Chell, who says, does he really love us, his fans, or do we annoy him?
Ooh. Wow, that's yeah, of course I do. Are you kidding me? I love my fans. They are everything to me. I mean, they're the reason why I'm here, of course.
Angelia, or Angelia, I'm not quite sure how you say it. It's like angel with an IA on the end. Says, if you could have one redo in life, what would it be? Oh, that's hard. That's a big question.
One redo. No regrets, bro.
No regrets.
No regrets.
No, because what we did got us to where we are. So there you go.
Exactly.
Who's your fave human, says Churchy?
Got a lot of fave humans. Got a lot of family. A lot of sisters. I'd say all my sisters are my fave humans. All four of them.
Okay. You can't go wrong if you've got four sisters. Jeanette says, if we met up and we learned a little handshake together, you know, what would it be? So what, have you got any cool handshakes? Is there like a fist bump, tickly fingers? Is there something she can...
That's a bizarre question.
It is really, yeah. Maybe not one for radio, but I tried. High five, handshake, fist bump.
Depends what kind of person you are. If you're a big geezer, I might try and, you know... state my alpha by giving you a fist pump.
Right.
But yeah, otherwise, I don't know.
Fist
pumps are the safest. I mean, if you're giving out a lot of handshakes throughout the day, you're going to need a lot of sanitizer.
You've got to be careful.
You've got to be careful. You've got to stay healthy. You can pick up germs.
Yeah, well, either way, you'd be in trouble. I'm coming straight in for the hug. So,
oh, man, yeah. Man, you're a hugger. Okay.
I'm a hugger. I'm not apologizing for it.
I respect that. I'd embrace you.
You wouldn't have any choice. I'm sorry. Nope. Werner says, why are you so incredible?
Wow. Wow.
What? All right, let's turn it around because you're a modest guy. What is it about you that you think makes people think you are so incredible?
I think I can sing pretty well.
Now, I can't remember, James, if you've played this game before, but we have played it with all sorts. We've played it with Ed Sheeran. We've played it with Little Mix. We've played it with Take That. We've played it even, can you believe, with Anton DeBeck from Strictly Come Dancing.
Oh, well, in that case.
Yeah, exactly. We have got Little Mix, who smashed it in the high teens. They got recently Olly Murs, managed 16, which is super high, although we kind of cheated with Olly Murs because we were feeling sad for him because he'd got 4 when he played before. Celebrity Say It with James Arthur. Say It. He plays James Bond.
Daniel Craig.
Oh, you know something we don't know. It's what you take pictures with, not your phone, but the old-fashioned thing.
Camera.
Yes. It's what Americans call a lift.
Elevator.
He lives in a pineapple under the sea.
SpongeBob.
It's where you go to have a paddle. You stand on the...
board.
Sand. There's sand on
beach.
It. Yep. It's what you read, not a magazine, but thicker.
Book.
She was on Gogglebox and now she was in the jungle, Liverpudlian.
Scarlet,
yes. It's what you wave. You might wave a white one if you're surrendering.
A wand, flag.
Yes. It's what you would put a nail into the wall with.
Hammer.
It's what you would ring at the top of a church.
A bell.
It's another name for a store. You go down the corner.
Shop.
Yes. It's like a turtle, but it's on land.
Tortoise.
Yeah. It's that film with the minions in it and Gru.
Despicable Me.
Yeah, it's what you wear on your feet. Yes! Okay, we're out of time there. Wow, you did smash it. Let's see. Daniel Craig, 1. Camera, 2. Elevator, 3. SpongeBob SquarePants, 4. I'm glad you knew that culture. 5, Beach. 6, Book. Scarlet Moffat for 7. Flag for 8. Hammer, 9. Bell, 10. Shop, 11. Tortoise, 12. Despicable Me, 13. Shoe, 14. It's a brilliant 14. Way up there on our leaderboard. Well played, Mr. James.
It depends how quickly you ask the questions, though.
Well, I can only go as fast as I can go. That's the problem. You know, there's always a weak link, James.
Managed to get so high then. What's going on?
The thing is, because we were actually...
It's rigged, isn't it? It's rigged.
All right, look. We fix it for people we like, okay? That's what happens. No.
Well, okay, so you don't like me. Someone get me off this.
James. Thank you for not... done off. Of course we love you. Of course we do. We can't wait to see you in Kent. We hope you get over this way sooner rather than later. Mm-hmm. Any ideas on that? Touring stuff?
I mean, it feels like... When the album eventually comes out, that it's just going to be... I'm going to be in Kent, probably.
Thanks for being on KMFM. Have a good day today. James Thank Arthur, you. Everyone. New single out, new album. Can't wait for it. Sounds like it's going to be a cracker. Cheers, James.
Cheers, buddy. Thanks for having me. Ciao, man.